Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Revelation chapter 21, verses 4 and 5. I'll admit this series is written with a hint of self-interest. I'm a runner, technically, yet for the past 3 months I've barely been able to walk without pain. And honestly, I haven't handled it very well. Maybe you're in the same boat, currently sidelined. Or maybe you're enjoying full fitness right now. But injury, for most athletes, is inevitable. So what does God have to say about it? Could it be that injury, when it comes our way, could teach us valuable lessons? I want to drive to heaven! That's what my toddler sobbed one night after weeks of colds, coughs and sleepless night. He knew that heaven was a place with no more pain, and he wanted to go there straight away. Injury sucks. We want to fast forward through it, or at the very least know when it will end. But Revelation chapter 21 gives us a future to long for. A new world with no more broken bones, pulled muscles, MRIs or rehab. A resurrection body that never aches. A world made completely new. But how does that help us in the here and now? Well, here are four truths to hold on to. Number one, this life is short compared to eternity. 3 months out of sport feels like forever. But in the scope of eternity, it's not even a footnote. We won't spend heaven lamenting missed finals or postponed dreams. We'll be too busy enjoying a new world forever. Number two, you'll get a resurrection body. The frustration you feel with your body now will one day be swallowed up in joy. No more weakness, no more limits, no more physio. If you are in Christ, your future includes a real, renewed body, and it will never break. Number three, you will be comforted by God himself. In the Tour de France, riders crash and cry from physical and emotional agony. Perhaps like me, you've also shed a tear or two over your own broken body in the past. But when God brings his new creation, he will personally wipe our tears away. What a moment that will be. And finally, truth number four. Christ has already walked our path. As we read the Gospels, we see Christ's human suffering. He knows physical pain. He knows loss. He knows suffering, just as we do. Injury can be lonely, but for the Christian, there is comfort in knowing that our Saviour has walked this path ahead of us. What's more, the resurrected Christ has conquered injury, pain and loss. So we can trust that our injury won't have the last word. For in Christ we will be raised, and we will triumph in the end. This isn't just wishful thinking. The promise is trustworthy and true, and Jesus proves it. His resurrected body was real, scarred, and glorious. And if you are in him, what happened to him will one day happen to you too. Let's pray. Lord God, we long for healing. We want to be whole again. But thank you for the promise of eternity, a future where pain is gone and our bodies are made new. Help us lift our eyes beyond today. Thank you, Jesus, that you rose again and that our future is secure in you. Pray for your sports friends by name, especially those who are injured or struggling with their health. Pray that they will one day share with you in the new creation, where death, pain and mourning are gone forever.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.